Hey, what's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 24 of Glitch Therapy. I am your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, as always,
Joel Gao.
Ben Dupe.
Yeah, gentlemen, welcome back to another week of gaming, geeking, movies.
Good to be back.
Pop culture goodness.
All around nerdiness.
Yeah, I mean, you just wake up and you just shake it off. You like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah.
Ready for a new day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm dripping with it every morning.
Again, with the dripping of it? Yeah.
What? What's wrong with dripping?
Yeah,
no, it's good. Drip?
It's like you were sweating.
Drip drop. Drip yeah. drop.
Or no, I guess that was better than last week. I don't know. There was something last week. I can't remember.
I don't know. We're only a few seconds in, so we got a lot of time for me to say something inappropriate to you guys.
Yeah, we got a lot of time for that. Yeah.
It's been a good week. So much stuff is starting to trickle. We're getting closer to that time of the year where it's party time. You know what I mean? The fireworks are going off. We got new stuff dropping left and right. It's going to be hard to manage time pretty soon here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're going to have to choose like what awesome shit you're going to play or watch or everything. I mean, with Walking Dead coming back in October, you got like Stranger Things, you got all these games coming out. Time's going to be limited, man. You're going to be picking and choosing what you're doing.
I feel like we're in the calm before the storm right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's always this time of the year. It's kind of calm a little bit in July, and then the shit hits the fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to ramp up next month pretty much like immediately, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of been sitting there like, oh, what do I need to finish? I need to finish some stuff. So then I was playing Prey like the last 2 days and playing Castlevania, which I don't know why I'm playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night again. But 17-year-old me deep down inside is like, finish, play it again.
Yeah.
Do it.
I want to do that and retro thing.
Castlevania, is that what system are you playing that on right now?
I'm playing a backwards compatible version on Xbox One.
Okay, cool.
So it was originally backwards compatible on the 360 as like an arcade game from like what that came out on Super Nintendo or something like that, like 1997.
You got to lend this to me then, because I want to try it out.
Yeah, it's good.
Get done with Titanfall.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. So I started playing that. I'm almost done with it, but it's going to get to the point where I'm going to get mind fucked, because when I was a kid playing it, I finished it. I was like, yeah, I beat Dracula and I finished it. But then the castle flips. Oh, spoiler from 1997, guys.
Yeah,
the
whatever.
Castle flips upside down, and you do the whole thing over again with the castle upside down. So everything that was the floor is now the ceiling and stuff.
Nice.
And it lends itself perfectly because it looks like it could be that way. They did it that way on purpose, so it looks awesome. So I'm like, oh, I gotta do it all over again as a different character, as Richter Belmont. So
cool. Something along the lines of Castlevania. There's something that just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No, not yesterday. 2 days ago. Guess it was. No, it was the 28th. I'm thinking it's Sunday or something. It's called Sundered, and it's kind of an indie game. It just came out on the PlayStation 4, and it's a Metroidvania type thing going on. But it's from like that 2D Castlevania perspective. It's all hand-painted, and it's all H.P. Lovecraft stuff.
Okay. Is that PS4 exclusive, though?
I think it's a PS4 exclusive.
Okay. I love H.P. Lovecraft.
Right? Yes, it's got a
master
lot of
horror.
Elder gods and stuff going on in there, and it's you're gonna die a lot. I didn't buy it or anything, but I was thinking about it, and I was, because I have a gift card, and I was like thinking about it and read some stuff. It's getting pretty decent reviews, like in the 80s, I think.
Okay. Oh, cool,
yeah, nice. So
interesting.
The only complaint is you'll die a lot. So
It looks cool, man. It looks like the graphics are. Or somewhere between like retro Mario and like the current like side scroller Marios that they make, where the graphics are a little better. You know, I'm watching gameplay for it right now, and it looks cool. It reminds me kind of a more refined Shovel Knight, sort of.
Okay, there you go. I don't know how much time I'll have to play something, or I'm going to die a lot. Like, I want to go back to Bloodborne at times, but it's like that game was so good. I don't want to say was, but it still is. It's so good, but at the same time, I spent so much time redoing same areas over again that I could have been pushing forward because I died so much.
Well, so it rewards you for dying.
Really? Okay. Yeah. That's a different thing.
And there's skill trees and stuff, so you get more powerful. And
I don't know. This looks super legit, actually. Yeah. This looks really cool.
Yeah, that one, and then Pyre You know, that one just released, on the 25th, just a couple of days ago.
How do you spell Pyre?
P-Y-R-E.
And that's Supergiant Games, I think?
Yeah, Supergiant. Same guys that did, like, Transistor and Bastion.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's another indie game?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that one, you're in exile, and you have to, like, play. It's a sports game, kind of, with magic and stuff, and you have to...
Yeah, it's a weird mashup of stuff, but it hits the mark well.
Yeah, apparently it works really well. It's gotten really decent reviews, too, and the, like, at eight, I think it's around 85 on the scale.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
I haven't touched that, though, but I did get all sweaty playing Super Hot VR, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting in the living room, I push the table back, and I put the headset on and everything, and so it's the same mechanics as the original Super Hot where you're using the controller, but when the bullets are coming, you can dodge by, like, you know, moving side to side, stepping forward, stepping back.
Mm-hmm. A lot more movement
ducking
involved, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're staying in front of the camera, you can pretty much move around the living room as you need to or around your space. But, man, because that headset is on your face and everything, like, I would pull the headset up and take a break for a minute, and literally, I would have sweat droplets running down the side of my head like I was playing basketball.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
cool.
You know what I mean? Like, so you get a workout. If you're you're doing it right, you'll be like, oh, I'm kind of tired from playing this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, any game that that incorporates, like, physicality and stuff is always kind of a nice break or whatever.
It's nice. I mean, you're two birds, one stone, I guess. I'm enjoying a game, and I'm still getting a little workout.
A little bit. It's never, like, a complete workout, though. No, you're still playing video games.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a workout than most of the VR games, though. Most of them you can just kind of sit still. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe duck down a little, move to the side for
just
dodging.
Your arms and stuff like that. Usually.
Moving your arms. But yeah, this one you're definitely moving quite a bit more. So
it makes you feel cool, though. I mean, just like with regular Super Hot, it's just all puzzles and, you know, stark white environments, very blocky kind of. But then all the enemies are red. And then guns and weapons that you can pick up are black. And so, like, you might start off with, like, a couple of guns right in front of you, and then there's, like, a guy on your left, a guy on your right, and a guy up in a helicopter shooting at you with a pistol. And you're like, oh, shit, I got to dodge this bullet. This guy's going to punch me if I don't hit him. And then he's holding a gun. You hit him. He falls back. The gun flies in the air, and with your own hands, you grab it out of the air. You shoot the guy in the helicopter, punch the guy in the face over here. So it's a cool puzzle mechanic. If you get a chance to try them out, I know we've been talking about it on previous shows, too. Check them out. If you don't want to, if you don't have VR, there is the regular version that you can download on Xbox One and the PS4 that you can use just a controller. So it's still fun in that regard too. So don't think that you have to have VR.
So talk to me about this Pyre game, because I'm watching gameplay for it right now. Is this like an RPG or what?
Yeah, it has RPG elements, but it's like you're in exile. You were kicked out of society. I guess you were up there pretty high in society and things were going well and something happens and you get kicked out, become an exile, and the only way to get back into society is to join these rites, or they're like games. And it's what I read, it's kind of a mixture of like old arcade style sports games.
Yeah, I can see that with the little rings around the characters, sort of. Yeah, yeah.
And you collect a team of people and creatures, and you'll level them up. You'll start winning events, and eventually, by the end of the game, I guess if you win, then you'll be able to climb back up into society again.
Yeah,
okay. It's almost like gladiatorial thing.
It's basically like a party-based RPG, is what they're describing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has some RPG type elements to it, you know, where you're making decisions or whatever and stuff like that. I can see.
And there's a deep story to it, and I guess a lot of text to read. So as long as you're willing to read, you'll enjoy it.
Now, this is the one, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been like looking at a lot of game stuff. I'm trying to remember. This is the one where you are the one that has the ability to read, right? Because hasn't the reading been exiled or something like that, or over the years? And so they come to you during the story part.
Yes,
they come
I think
to you
so.
to cipher these texts, because reading has been kind of like an outlawed thing in the past.
Okay.
So you are one of these like chosen ones who is like, oh, I have the ability to read, and they're like, oh, well, can you cipher these texts?
Yeah,
you know, look
at
these texts.
That's cool.
You got to figure out this stuff and help these people get back to the promised land as well.
Sure.
Yeah, and so and get out of exile. Right. You are the reader.
The reader, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's some cool mechanics and premise going on with this that worth a look.
Yeah, for sure. And that's on PS4?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Is it just PS4 only?
I think it's just PS4 at this time. It may be just a timed exclusive.
Yep, it's PS4 and PC only.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep, so... Did you get a chance to play? Were you playing that then, or did you?
Pyre? No. Yeah. I just read up on it and watched some videos.
Very cool.
Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah.
Doomfist came out for Overwatch.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. How's that player?
He's fun to use. I don't know if he's my cup of tea for sure just yet. I only got to use him a handful of times.
Takes some getting used to. It's a different play style a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
He's definitely an offensive player. But he's kind of squishy, meaning that he can die pretty easily if you're not careful how you're using him and stuff.
No, just out of curiosity, is he available for everyone on it or okay?
Yep, anybody can use him as long as you download the update before you start playing.
Okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah. Yeah, he's fun.
Well, I gotta say, I got doomfisted several times.
Yeah,
by the other team.
We all did.
I mean, yeah. So what's his like power set, or what can he do?
Well, let's see. He has like this powerful punch that he can do that you have to kind of wind up the punch, and then he like shoots forward and hits you, and if he knocks you into a wall, it's sure death.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
He has another attack that does like an uppercut. And then he slams you down on the ground after that.
Okay.
And then he also can just do the ground slam from, like, a distance. And then he has a gauntlet that shoots, like, projectiles.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things are timed, so they all have a little cooldown to them.
Yeah.
So if you end up using everything... You're pretty much
just out in the
open. You're doomfisted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hand cannon is doomfist fires a short range burst from the knuckles of his fist.
Ammunition is
automatically regenerated over a short time. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna ask if he had any like guns or if it was all like melee stuff.
Nope, it's the hand cannon. It's like he shoots it out. He points the fist at you, and then it shoots out of the knuckles.
Okay, cool.
And so you got that
like four of those, and they over time. Reload.
Okay,
so
sure.
Seismic slam, which is Doomfist leaps forward and smashes into the ground, kind of like a Incredible Hulk style, like,
you know,
does that. Rising uppercut, where he punches you into the air and kind of like a juggler, so you're in the air with him.
Yeah.
And then other people can shoot you, or he can shoot you while you're floating in the air for a couple seconds. The rocket punch, like Joel was saying, charge up. You can hold it for just a second and do a lighter punch, or hold it back for a while and then just lunge forward and knocks enemies back. If you hit a wall, deals additional damage.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than
and the meteor strike, that I forgot to mention that.
That's his special, where he leaps into the air and he's up in the air for a few seconds. He's just gone. But then there's like a radius that if you're him, you can see a radius of a blast radius where when you land, this is going to take all these guys and hurt everybody. If you're going against him, you can't see that radius, but you just know he's around. And you're just like, okay, crap, I need to get out of the area. And then he just lands and hurts everybody. So.
Yeah, he'll yell out like, meteor strike! And then you're like, oh, shit. And you're like, where am I? Because he can hit you inside of a building.
Which is bullshit.
Oh, he can land anywhere.
That's bullshit. So.
Yeah, because I like to play as the... what's the purple chick?
You're talking about Sombra, the hacker?
No, the sniper girl.
Widowmaker.
Yeah. I like to just chill in buildings and snipe at people, you know, and it doesn't really work that well in Overwatch, though, is the thing. Like, it's not like Call of Duty where you can just find a spot and do it and be a dick, but it's like people find you pretty easily in this game. So
I've run across some good Widowmakers that just doing something and you see the kill cam, you're like, oh shit, like they just blew my brains out.
Yeah.
How did she get up there?
Yeah.
So they find ways to get to places that people can't find them easily.
That's my problem, is I can't figure out how to like get up high in it or whatever.
Yeah,
I
use her chain and pulls you up or whatever. You ever use
She's
like a chain hook.
Oh really?
Shoot it up towards the building.
Oh, you haven't been using that?
No.
You are playing it wrong.
Damn, dude, I gotta get on that. Yeah. I had no idea.
It's kind of like a Batman. Yeah. Kind of like the Batman.
It's like a bat
hook. Grappling.
Like a grappling.
Yeah. Okay, okay,
yeah,
cool.
She has a grapple, so. Yeah.
Shit, man. That's why little 14-year-old assholes have been like, this guy sucks.
They're like, what are you doing? Why are you on the ground sniping?
I'm sure they're talking about me, because I'm like not very good at that game.
Who gives a shit?
She also has a poison bomb that she can throw down that kind of
Yeah, I know about the poison bomb. Yeah. And then there's another thing, like the site. Yeah, the site where I think it like lets everyone on your team see like little red outlines of everyone.
No one can hide from my sight.
Yeah. So
it's such a good game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's pretty cool. I normally stray away from like FPS stuff,
hero shooters, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. What have you guys been playing?
That Overwatch. I've been jamming on a little old school shit like Mario World, just to kill some time between classes. Mm-hmm. Still playing. I'm playing a lot of low time stuff, you know, like Injustice, Gods Among Us, or stuff I can just sit down and play for like 10 or 15 minutes
before.
So
no commitment.
Yeah, because this has been like finals week in school, so I've just had small amounts of time that I can chill and play. But I have been jamming on Titanfall 2 a little more and just working my way through the story a little further. So
nice. I assume you haven't gotten to the part I was talking about yet.
Not yet. No, okay. haven't had a whole lot of time to devote to it. But I'm almost done with school, and I'll have a little break here. So
you'll be slightly blown away when you get to that part.
I thought it was probably the best part of the campaign. Yeah, personally,
it's awesome.
I mean, that whole campaign's pretty legit.
How many hours do you think that campaign normally runs?
It's about 6 hours, I think, actually.
Yeah, but it's about the length of a Call of Duty campaign.
Yeah, roughly. I mean, if you take your time, it's going to take longer, but it...
Yeah, because I remember when I was going through it, I was trying to find all the helmets and stuff and the secrets along the way. So I'd I'd stop and I'd look up something like, okay, there's a helmet in this area. I know it is. And I'd look up the video or something. But
okay, cool.
Just because I'm anal like that.
Yeah, you can stretch it out to probably around 8 hours. And then if you're playing it in short snippets, it takes a lot longer, obviously. So. Right.
Looking like main story is about 9 hours, 21 minutes if you take your time.
A little longer
than I thought. You can rush through it in about 4 hours and 39 minutes though.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
howlongtobeat.com is a pretty cool website.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It like breaks it down into analytics of like, you know, rush at your leisure, main plus extras, completions, all play styles. Like, so it's kind of cool. It gives you like time amounts for everything.
I've seen other sites like that, but I've never been on that one.
Oh, okay, cool.
That one sounds like more of a legit.
Yeah, I just typed in how long does Titanfall 2 take, and that was the first thing that popped up. So
hell yeah.
And cool.
Yeah, it amazes me how fast some people will finish things. Like, I found something like on Prey where somebody finished it in 15, 20 minutes or something like that.
What?
It's like, how the hell did it? Because they were using some kind of a exploit and they were like somehow getting through holes in the walls.
Well, someone
cutting through areas.
Stuff. Yeah, they were cutting through areas.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone beat the new Zelda game in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was telling you about that.
It's like, yeah.
They went straight to Ganon's castle and just like, or whatever.
They figured out a way to just. It's like, why though? Like, I don't.
Yeah, you've taken the fun out of it.
You just spent like $60 for 15 minutes worth of game, you know? Like, I'm sure you'll go back and play it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, I would hope they'd play through it. Or maybe they already played through the whole thing, and then they're just messing around. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to say they did it, and then they post a video up. Oh, I got, you know, 100,000 likes because I did this in 15 minutes.
And, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. How about 1,000?
It depends on
100,000 thumbs down.
Yeah. It depends on the game if I want to like look for like hidden stuff or whatever. I mean, there's some games where it's like, okay, this single player game, I'm going to take my time and enjoy it. I'm going to look for all the hidden stuff along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones, it's like, okay, I kind of want to just get this experience in me. Yeah. And I move on because I have other stuff I want to play. So there's times where I don't give a shit about finding the hidden stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, every now and again, I can be like, kind of anal about that kind of thing where it's like, I'm finding all these secrets on the way.
Exactly.
Honestly, man, there's some games like Batman Arkham Origins that I really hated and I just wanted to get it over with. It. Like, I know I want to finish the campaign to see what happens and I want to play through the story, but I fucking hate that game. Like, it's just, I thought it was just a lot of bullshit. So.
It's funny you say that because, like we said before, I mean, Rocksteady didn't make that one. That's probably why I didn't like it as much. It's kind of one of those things that give you something to do while they were making Arkham Knight.
Yeah, it just seemed like so. And it was weird because the graphics were the best, I think, since Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. Like, they were the best out of that trilogy so far. I mean, like, Arkham City and Arkham Asylum had kind of shitty graphics, but the gameplay was way better. Mm-hmm. But like Arkham Origins, it was just, there was a lot of cool movie sequences. Like, there was that one where like Deadshot is like after Batman or whatever at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know, I just still thought the gameplay was kinda...
I didn't even get into that one because I knew it was an offshoot. It wasn't part of the main trilogy. It was like one of these things like, hey, while you're waiting for this, check this out over here. More of the same for anybody who's, you know, into it. And I think they used a lot of the assets for Arkham Knight on that, so they did Asylum City, and then they did the Origins, and then Night came out.
Yep. Night was the best, but, though.
Yeah.
Damn.
Aren't they doing another one, you were saying?
Yeah. We can talk about that a little bit if you don't mind.
Yeah. You guys,
sure.
Shit. Wouldn't you know it? I closed the fucking thing. All right, hold on a second.
I'd like to know about it.
Yeah, you want to move into news then? Let's talk about some news now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck it, let's do it. News goodness. Yes, we're talking about some Batman rumors for a new game that is supposed to be coming out here, hopefully, in the next year or so?
No one really knows. Yeah. So I read an article, and I thought it was pretty cool. WB's keeping... I'm just going to read little excerpts from it, and then we can talk about them if you want. But WB's currently keeping busy with releases like LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 and Middle-Earth Shadow of War. But a former employee... Yeah, I'm stoked about that. A former employee previously spoke on Reddit, so this is someone who used to work at Warner Brothers, about a game that's currently in development over in WB Montreal, which they're the ones who did, like... Arkham Asylum and stuff, right? Montreal?
I don't think so. I think they helped. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they helped with some of the assets and things of that nature. But it was mainly Rocksteady that did.
Oh, it was. Those. Yep, you're right. But aren't they Canadian, Rocksteady? Or am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, they could be.
All right, well, but the game is supposedly titled Batman Insurgency, and it's supposed to be like a follow-up to Arkham Origins, which I always thought that they weren't going to be making another Batman game, but, you know, I guess this is a rumor. So Batman has had his fair share of formidable foes in the past, but looks like in the new game we'll be facing off against Owlman and the Court of Owls.
Nice.
Which that is a fucking amazing story that's never been explored in the video games, and I think it will be a perfect one to deal with, like, in the earlier years of Batman. Because you can't really go past Arkham Knight, because everyone knows Batman's Bruce Wayne at that point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's... I know you've read Arkham... Court of Owls. Oh, I used to see it on your desk all the time.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Batman stories.
Have you read it, Joel?
I haven't read that one.
Really, really good graphic novel. So, looks like these are all just rumors, but they're rumored to be improving the Batmobile. Lot of people felt like the control setup, it was just a little bit weird for the Batmobile in Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the control so much. It was more just like too many segments where they use that as a filler.
Yeah.
Like, where you're like, oh, here comes, you know, 20 of these fucking tank things. And it's like, I don't want to fight them.
Yeah.
Let me blow a couple of them up and move on. Like, this shit is stupid.
Yeah, I thought they went a little over top with that. Yeah.
It sounds like they're trying to make it with a control system that relies more on high-speed chases and using weapons like the Power Winch, missiles, and the EMP device to bring them down.
Battle Zone, Batman version.
And they're saying this could result in a playstyle similar to the Batman arcade title released by Raw Thrills, which I think that's like the one where you're sitting, it's like a driving game, right?
Yeah.
Driving the Batmobile.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be pretty cool, actually. Every time I go to the Altoona Theater, like, they have that game there, and I always sit and play it for a little while. So.
I can dig it, man. I'm all for it. I mean, more Batman's always a good thing. I mean, obviously, if they're going to do it right, is what I'm looking for. Because I haven't heard any you know, connection with Rocksteady doing anything. Because last time I heard, they were, like, saying they were done after the Batman VR situation that they helped with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they want to move on to something else is what most people have been hearing. So maybe they'll just be using all the assets from them making Arkham Knight and the other games and try to go off of that. If they do that, I think they'll be fine for the most part. But, I mean, man.
I think you're right. I mean, after the way that last game ended, I mean, where else can you go? Except for back into the past.
You can go more. I mean, there's so many characters. I mean, Ben...
It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be Batman. You can do... And they're
that's true.
They're saying Dick Grayson Robin is going to be in this game a lot, too.
You could do Robin.
They could follow anybody. I mean, they can go in any direction with this. I just think it's one of those things, like we were talking about before, where maybe Rocksteady doesn't want to do any more of them because they want to try something different or try their hands at an original IP or something. You never know.
Good point.
Not to mention that sometimes it can be scary when a really good studio hands off you know, their baby to somebody else. Like, okay, we raised this to this point. You take over, and then then you get fucking Andromeda type shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know where how that will play out and if it'll be any good or not. But I mean, typically, more Batman is a good thing. So
true.
Also, combat styles are talking about improving. It says that they're going for a more stealth Black Ops style approach, similar to like the challenge rooms from Arkham Asylum, where you'd walk into a room full of like 10, 12 villains, and you'd have to sneak around the room and disable all of them.
That was cool, though.
Until you got to the last one, who was just like, "Fuck it, I give up, I'm done.
Yeah,
I don't want it."
I love that.
And then you punch him in the throat anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Fuck you.
So it looks like no one knows when it's going to be revealed to the public or even if it's happening. It wouldn't be uncommon for us to get some announcement maybe in E3 next year. Also wouldn't be weird if they announced something later, like towards the end of this year, and then maybe we had a release date for end of next year. So it sounds like we're very early in production. This is all rumors, though. But I'm super excited. I think that is like one of WB's most profitable games. I think it's one of the only superhero video games that's ever been done right. I think it would be really fucking stupid for them not to keep building off that.
What
a great game.
It's true.
I hope there's another superhero game in the pipeline. I hope it's as good. Spider-Man.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on it's not based on any kind of movie, so it's guys that do good video games, so we'll see.
Yeah, and the guys who you guys all saw this footage, but they said the coolest thing about making a Spider-Man game is that you're making a Spider-Man game, and the most terrifying thing about making a Spider-Man game is that you're making a Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
It's like those have just been some of the worst games for me, and it's like you have so
except
much
for
working.
Number 2, I think.
Yeah, and I've never played that one, but I've heard a lot of people say that one's really awesome. But you have a lot working against you with it, sort of with how people have felt previously.
Yeah.
Well, not to kind of change gears, but another news thing that's kind of tied to that kind of thing is that, so they're talking about the Marvel versus Capcom game that's coming out, speaking of superheroes and mashing them up and stuff. I guess they're redoing Chun-Li. And most of the characters, because the character models, nobody likes how they look. They look weird. Like they look like, I don't know, their facial expressions look cartoony and all like.
Uh-huh. But that's Street Fighter, right?
Yeah,
it's Street Fighter mashed up with Marvel versus
but Chun-Li
Capcom.
Is Street Fighter, right?
Yeah. She's
supposed
Capcom.
To kind of be cartoony anyway.
Yeah, that's
but
what they
some
are.
Of their faces though. I don't know if you played. Did you guys play the? Did you guys get a chance to play the?
The new one,
story demo, whatever it was, that was released on Xbox and PS4. It's still out, I think. You can try it.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I started playing it, normally I'm not like a graphics whore necessarily. Depends on the game, I guess.
Sure.
But as soon as I started playing, I was like, that's not my Chun-Li.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up with their face? And then like they pull in like Dante and some other guys, and I was like, Am I just being picky? Like, what is it me? Evidently, it's not.
Not just you.
Yeah, they're changing them, and I was like, that's kind of close to like because the game releases like September?
Yeah, it's just around the corner
or something like that. Early September.
How's the gameplay on that? Because like, really, the only fighting game the best fighting game I've ever played is Injustice. I just think the gameplay is really good. So I wonder if it's like
Ben doesn't like Injustice. He's never online playing that.
I never
see him on there.
Fuck no.
Always. Yeah. That's like
it's good. I think that series was at its best with Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Is the gameplay like
and 3 was really good too, but it's a lot more fast paced.
Okay.
It's how would I describe it? I'm trying to.
Any of the three dimensionality where you're interacting with like your background and stuff like that?
Not much of that.
No,
it's more 2D.
It's very 2D playing. Power ups, tagging each other. In the past, you have up to 3 characters on a team. So you pick like Spider-Man, Dante, and let's say Mega Man or somebody like that. Or
that's cool.
And then and this is a mashup of like Marvel characters and Capcom characters.
So. Yeah, I mean, I played it in the arcade.
Beautiful Joe and stuff.
I wasn't sure if they were sort of updating things to look differently or if it's just kind of going to be a remake of the original. Or
I think they're trying to update it to have its own, like, it's going to look like the previous ones to some degree, very bright and colorful, fast-paced, but I guess they're just kind of missing the mark on some of the on some of this with the facial stuff.
It's alarming if they're waiting, if they're making changes right now.
Yeah, like normally you're about to you're tidying things up, you're just polishing off the last couple of things, and then you're getting it. You know, you're ready to ship this thing out pretty soon. You're getting it packaged up. So the fact they're making these changes this late, it's like, okay, how are they implementing this? Are they going to do this prior to putting it on the disc?
This doesn't bode well.
Or are they going to do like a day one patch? And this, you know,
this I don't kind know.
Of, you don't make of, changes that late in the development cycle. That's not good.
Yeah. This is kind of like the Han Solo movie, like finding a new director 2 months before the end of shooting. It's right? like, really? Two months before you're done shooting and you're finding a new director?
That's not good. Good luck to him. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
So
seen it not work out before when they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I don't know, but
we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
But speaking of ugly situations and ugly character models, let's go to an ugly situation, which is the SNES Classic, right? The Super NES Classic that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
So apparently there's an issue this past week where pre-orders were accidentally opened up on Walmart's website, and people got to pre-order it for like a good hour or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're like, oh yeah, I got one. And people are like, oh, happy because they pre-ordered one.
Yeah,
right.
And a lot of people got to do it.
Like, turns too out, many people.
Well, this is the issue. It's like, it wasn't supposed to be open at all.
Oh, shit.
It went live without, like, it wasn't supposed to be. Oh, so people started getting, like, cancellation messages is how they started figuring out that this happened.
Oh, man.
And they're like, what? My pre-order got canceled. It wasn't supposed to go live.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So did everyone get cancellation notices?
I don't know. I need to follow up and check on it some more. But apparently, yeah, like, if you were to look it up now, I mean, it's like, people were pissy, man. It's like in like just a shit ton of error messages on people like, oh, your cancellation. You didn't get it.
Everybody's did they put money salty. Down too? Oh, man.
Like they tried to and stuff. They're like, oh, your pre-order went through. And then they get an error message like cancellation. Your pre-order's been canceled. I was like, wow, that's a fuck up.
There were boxes of salt everywhere.
Oh, man. People yeah.
were pissy.
Speaking of, I just had one similar thing to this. And I'm sure you guys both know about this, but the Pokemon Go festival.
Nobody shit worked in the beginning of it.
Dude, like there's lawsuits right now. Like people are fucking suing the shit out of Niantic. No, man, like, people are
it's funny though.
People bought plane tickets and hotel rooms to fly out here.
Yeah,
and,
I guess that makes sense.
And play Pokemon Go and get access to certain Pokemon, and like you're supposed to have like fucking Wi-Fi there.
Yeah.
Like for Ragbri, they have like towers set up for which Ragbri, for listeners who aren't in Iowa, is just a thing where people bike all across the state of Iowa.
It's a big festival kind of thing.
Yeah,
it stops and have beers and food and stuff, and it's a whole big thing.
Yeah, and Ragbri sets up cell towers so that people have. So you would think Niantic would like set up cell towers at this event, make sure people have Wi-Fi. Man, I felt so bad for the announcers on this stage because they were trying to like get people riled up or like having fun, and people were just screaming like, "We can't play," throwing
fix
shit.
Fix the game.
Oh
fix,
man,
like yeah,
it was ugly.
The thing I think is the most funny about it, at least to me anyway, and I'm sure if you play Pokemon Go, it's part of you is you're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of a shitty.
It's the anniversary, right, of it being out. Think about it. This came out around a year ago, right?
Yeah.
It didn't fucking work when it first launched initially either. So this is like the perfect anniversary gift to you guys.
It is perfect.
So now they've
it's perfect irony.
They've comped everyone's tickets and they gave everyone like 100 Poke coins, which it's like, who fucking cares? I bought like plane tickets and a flight, or I didn't, but like, you know, people that went out there like flew from all over the place.
But they did pay him back for their plane tickets.
No.
They just gave him like free shit in the game,
and they comped their ticket to the event too. Like they gave him refunds on the ticket to the event.
I guess at least they tried to do something to make it right. But it's like, fuck, man. Like take a hint on your own thing and know how many people are going to be like get an idea. And let's prepare for this. It's like launching a game on, you know, like our game launches on Monday and then we're going to have two servers. And it's like, fuck, get as many as you need. Come on.
Yeah.
Was Nintendo big into this? Were they sponsoring this or
the Pokemon Go Fest?
Yeah.
No, it was Niantic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of funny. I mean, not to make fun of anybody else's like pain or like struggle but it's just kind of ironic that it's like, oh, this shit didn't work the first day it launched before, and then you launch this year event like after it's been out for a year and it doesn't fucking work.
I honestly
definitely irony.
I cannot picture like buying, like I play Pokemon Go when I'm at my like bottom level of boredom, and I just cannot picture buying plane tickets and a hotel room to like fly out to California just to do that.
Hell no.
It'd be different if you were like, okay, I'm planning to go out there anyway. I'm going to visit my uncle or hang out, or I already had plans. I'm going to do this on top of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? And not to knock anybody who was super excited about that and wanted to go, but it's like, it wouldn't have been me.
It's just not a very reliable game, you know. Like I've lost shit in that game.
To this day, that game is still janky at times.
Yeah,
like, they just need to like take it seriously and just fucking push that thing into like the next level and tidy it up and make it better.
To be fair, it is a little bit unprecedented, like the type of game it is, you know, where you walk around and claim rewards and stuff. I mean, like,
it's AR. It's alternate reality or whatever they call it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know historically if there's stuff that's been released like that in the past, but
There are a few things through the iStore, at least. I know that you can do alternate reality where you can see things through your camera and stuff, but. But this has been definitely the biggest thing that's come out.
I mean,
this is how they always are with Pokemon, though. Like, I'm not a Pokemon person whatsoever, but I do follow it to some degree because I have a lot of friends that like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, think about the fact that that people want an awesome Pokemon game for their Switch. And it's like, I feel like Nintendo's going to just sit there and go, yep, we know what you want, but, you know, you ordered a steak, but we're going to give you this shitty-ass sandwich instead. Here, have a turkey sandwich.
That's definitely Nintendo. It's
like,
man.
I didn't ask for a fucking shitty turkey sandwich. Yeah. I can make my own shitty turkey sandwich. Give me the fucking steak and potatoes I asked for.
Nope, this is the way we do things here.
So, I don't want to rag on Nintendo again. They just make me mad and frustrated because they have such awesome IP and awesome ideas, and then sometimes they just implement this shit in a dumb way. So,
yeah.
I mean, Xbox and PlayStation do dumb shit too. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Pokemon Go thing. Have you guys ever heard of geocaching before? So this is like a thing you do in the world where people like hide shit all over the world, and there's websites where it's like geocaching where you get on there and you find latitude and longitude points. And you actually go out in the real world and, like, find something someone's hidden. And sometimes it'll just be, like, a trinket, or sometimes it'll be, like, a long piece of paper where people just, like, write. But it's, like, little adventures that people go on. It's called geocaching. Hmm. And people get really into it. But Pokemon Go is kind of
similar. Legit.
Like, a video game version of geocaching. Also, Niantic says there's a Harry Potter version of Pokemon Go coming out soon.
Oh. Well, hopefully they take the mistakes they made with Pokemon Go and they implement the proper way to get that shit launched out, because I mean, God, that's such a great idea, and it's still a great idea, you know what I mean? People are still playing it and enjoying it. They lost a lot of people over the last year that aren't playing it anymore, but it's still an awesome premise, and hopefully they can capitalize on that with other IP and make it better and learn from the mistakes from this one.
Yeah
So I don't know. But Xbox One X has finally put their announcement date at Comic-Con, so that'll be dropping on November, November 7th, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, November 7th.
But what all am I going to get for spending more money on this thing?
A super fast
glitter
machine.
In your eyes.
Okay. Better graphics?
Better graphics.
A long hug.
Okay.
And some sandwiches.
Okay,
in
sure.
the box.
In the box.
And it won't just turn away from you and fall asleep after you're done playing with it.
I'm
just like thinking of random shit to tell
you.
Your face is like,
okay, sure.
Yeah.
Took me like two things before I realized you're full of shit. I'm like,
really, two? The glitter didn't tip it off?
I thought this was like some fucking analogy for good graphics, like glitter in your eyes. Like, is this...
Man, I didn't know I was that big of a bullshitter that you believe me.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah, it does have a 6 teraflop GPU with 12 gigabytes of GDDR5 memory.
The people that don't know what that is,
this is graphics memory, and it's the fastest memory there is.
Yeah, give them the layman's term.
It's got more memory in it. That's 12 gigs. That's a lot of memory. That's way more than they've ever put in a console before. So we're looking at PC quality. Right. Of course, PC will outdo it again, because they always do.
Yep.
Well, and they already probably are outdoing it, but you'll have to pay more for it. But this is, I think it's $499.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about PC, though, is like, I don't know, man. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I just feel like every PC gamer, like PC gamers aren't ever going to switch to console. Console gamers aren't ever going to switch to PC. Like,
not if you're an elitist. I have all systems. I have a console. I've got a PC, a gaming PC. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big PC gamer, but PC is elite compared to like consoles in a lot of ways. I mean, if you're going to go all out, if you're a graphics whore, if you're just a tech savvy person who wants, I want the best of everything, the PC is going to be the way to go typically. But if you're trying to like just enjoy an experience, hang out, play something with your friends or whatever, a console is going to do you just fine. So if you're not big in the tech and you don't care about that shit, just pick whatever you enjoy and fucking screw the rest.
I just don't like the concept of like using a keyboard to game. Like I sit at work on a keyboard, you know, 9-10 hours a day. I don't have I don't want to go home and relax by chilling on a keyboard. But can you like get a controller for a PC?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
PS4 and Xbox One controllers work on your PC.
It's essentially like the same thing. I mean, except just better graphics and shit, right? Mm-hmm.
The only difference, if you're an FPS player and you play competitively online, the PC outdoes the consoles every time.
The mouse, I've heard.
The mouse and keyboard, they're so much more precise.
Yeah, I've heard that once you go FPS with a mouse, you don't go back.
Yeah, like headshots, no problem.
That's why they don't let, at all. Most of the time, games aren't cross console/PC, typically because PC players would have a huge edge on console players. So let's say we're playing Overwatch together with PC players and Xbox One players. PC players would be headshotting us left and right.
Easy to get a headshot.
Or PUBG, which is Player Unknown Battlegrounds. They would be killing you with precision, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't usually allow you to cross play unless it's like a racing game or something where it doesn't really involve the precision that you need.
Yeah, sure. They add aim assistance to pretty much every console game there is when it's a first person shooter, because it's just really difficult to dial in a really precise headshot. Some people can do it though. I get hit by them all the time. Right. But it takes a lot of practice to get that good. But yeah, no, I say that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but
I'm a graphic designer, so I always have a Mac. So on the end, Steam just doesn't really. I've heard you can't get as much on a Mac as you can on a PC, right?
True, that they're improving that, but it's
they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a slow process, but supposedly they're bringing more games over to the Mac. Mm. But still, you're always going to get way more on the PC.
Man, that new MacBook is so fucking legit. Have you seen that thing?
Looks like it's going
to the touch bar that is
you
up here.
You upgrade?
Oh, man, I'd love to, but I'm poor as shit right now, so no.
Keep an eye on it, then.
Yeah, yeah.
One last quick thing, and then we need to get over to our top five RPGs, but if you are into PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, just be aware that they're having an 80-player eSport tournament coming up here. It's going to involve solo mode, squad mode, duo mode, duo first-person perspective mode, and those four, and then it's going to be spread over a four-day event, and the best total score for three games will win. So they're trying their hands at eSports stuff with this, so hopefully that transfers into some awesome stuff for console players here soon when that drops this fall, if that still is on target. So keep
looking
an eye out
for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
So other than that, talk about some RPGs.
Let's do it.
Role-playing games. Mm-hmm. You heard me.
Yep.
RPGs, baby. If we're not LARPing, we're going to be talking about some RPGs.
What is this LARPing?
LARPing?
Live action role-playing.
Role-playing. So if you see, did you ever see the movie, what's the one with Sean William Scott, the guy that played Stifler, and then the kid from Superbad? Remember him?
Michael Cera?
No, the other one that was like, it was McLovin, that guy.
Oh, that, yeah.
That movie where he's like...
I think
he's
his name is just McLovin. I think that's all he's played.
I forgot the name of the movie, though, but it's like he's like a role... It's Role Models, duh. It's Role Models. I just said the title. Anyway, in that movie, McLovin's character likes to LARP.
Okay.
So he goes out to the park, and then everyone is in their role-playing, like basically live Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
Type deal. So this guy over here is the king, and then you guys are out there fighting each other, and I'm throwing a lightning bolt at you, and they throw like a ball and hit the guy, and you're like, oh, I'll cut your arm. I don't know. It's really nerdy.
So at what point is this considered like, what's the impromptu acting, like, or whatever?
You basically are. That's what you're doing.
I mean, like,
yeah.
It's like, it's basically like when you were a kid and you go outside and like, okay, we're going to play Ninja Turtles. We're all going to be different turtles. We're going to fight Shredder. Our buddy's going to pretend to be Shredder, and just pretend to fight each other. But they dress up and they take it really seriously.
Improv. That's what I meant.
Improvisational.
Yeah, it's like improv acting. It's pretty much what it is. So.
I suppose, you know, when they do those, like, the, like, Civil War things, and everybody dresses up.
Reenactments.
It's kind of LARPing, it's like in that, a way.
But, yeah, totally.
It's the nerdiest of the RPGs, I would say.
I suppose I could. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I think you're right.
But we're going to talk about our top five personal RPGs just for a moment.
Or our top one, in my case, because I haven't played that many.
Your top one? Hey, well, maybe this list will bring out some that you may want
to
try.
Yeah, man, I've been looking for some new games. I'll be interested to talk about them with you. So
I have my top, like, five, and then I just kept going, and I put 17 of them on here. I'm not going to talk about all of them, but I couldn't decide what order to put them in, because I love RPGs so fucking much.
Yeah, so...
And so, I don't know.
So, RPG, like, turn-based RPGs, you like those a lot?
I like them all. I mean, the only ones I don't get into is LARPing, of course, but I don't really care for the tactical ones. Like, it's like Final Fantasy Tactics, because it's just that. It's more tactics involved and much more, I mean,
there's a time and a place for those, but it's not really.
How would you describe them, though? Like a tactical RPG, as far as
it's not so much as a RPG as it is
more of like a combat strategy kind of thing.
It's more of a strategy game with some RPG elements.
I don't like that because it feels like I'm managing too much.
See, when I think of like turn-based, or when I think of RPGs, I think, and this is going to sound really like fucking dumbed down, but this is just, I think of like the Mario RPG games where you're like, you're given a choice of like certain things, certain options that you can do, and you choose A, B, C, or D, and then you watch them do it, and then you watch a little mini movie, and you walk around some maybe, and then you're given another choice, and it's just more of that over and over again. Is that basically what like a turn-based RPG is going to be like?
No.
Not really.
Turn-based is like basically, okay, so...
Final Fantasy.
But how would you describe Final Fantasy to somebody who never played Final Fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, you're in a... Most RPGs take place in like a sci-fi or fantasy environment, typically. It can be other areas too, but that's usually the main two that where most of the big ones fall. And so you're in an environment and you're taking the role of multiple characters, or maybe just one character, leveling them up. Most of your things you're doing, the mechanics are based around stats. So, like, let's say you're playing Fallout. That's an action RPG. Mm-hmm. So when you shoot somebody, you see the hit points come off of them, how much you're hurting them.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Or when you heal yourself, you just healed yourself 50 points, and your max is 200.
So everything's very, like, numerically quantitative or whatever.
That's usually a symptom of an RPG.
Okay.
That kind of thing. You're leveling up. Oh, I'm level 15 now.
Inventory
I can carry
management.
More inventory. I can, you know, that kind of stuff. So those are all symptoms of an RPG.
Okay.
In turn-based, you have action points, basically, and once you use them up, your turn is done, and then it's the enemy's turn to move.
Yeah.
And then once they've used their move, then it's your turn again. So it's not like real time where you're both whacking at each other with swords or throwing magic
Although
at each
there
other.
Are RPGs like that, though.
Yes, there are.
See, I prefer that. That's why, like, Fallout 4 is my... That's my RPG. Yeah, we'll get mine out of the way right here. That's my one that I played and I really enjoyed. And I thought it just was a really like great combination of, you know, like an action adventure game, but it gave me a sense that I was getting into and enjoying an RPG game at the same time. And I don't know, maybe it was an entryway into something else. Like what else? I don't know. Yeah,
Skyrim.
If you like action RPGs, like he said, Skyrim is a great one. Sure.
Yeah.
Same guys made it, so like, get it on the Xbox though, because then you can get mods.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like some of the so let's just go down the rabbit hole of action RPGs for a second. Then I would say like Witcher, Witcher 3 is a great action RPG.
Oh, yeah.
Mass Love Effect it. 2, you know, that whole trilogy or series. I mean, just don't play Andromeda.
Diablo 3.
Diablo 3 is
wait, Mass Effect very classic. Is an RPG.
Action RPG. Oh, yeah. I would put it
Andromeda action, was an RPG?
Yes. Technically, yes.
That felt like more of a linear type thing to me.
Yeah.
Well, but you have stats and you have abilities.
Leveling up your characters. Your choices have, you know.
Weight. So, I mean, like, Batman Arkham, is that. I mean, you have stats. You're leveling up your character. You're making choices.
A lot of games actually will throw in a little bit of RPG elements. Yes. Mm. Now you'll see that a lot. Even games like Far Cry. Now you'll have a skill tree, so that they're throwing in RPG elements into a action game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not really an RPG in and of itself, but it has some elements where you actually can gain skills as you're playing through the game.
Yeah, the idea of RPGs can be a little muddied at times, depending on how you're looking at it. You know, like you said, do you want a tactical RPG? Do you want an action RPG? Do you want, you know, a traditional, just turn-based, old-school or JRPGs, or Japanese role-playing games? Those can be a little more.
That's like Final Fantasy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Or like Dragon Quest VIII, some of that stuff.
Tales of Berseria.
Yeah.
Tales of Less, whatever that
level. Some of those get like you're in the rabbit hole. Like, okay. Come on in. You ain't getting out because this is like you're in it.
Okay.
I actually like Tales of Berseria. You turn into like a werewolf demon monster thing.
Is that one of your
No,
favorites?
I didn't put it on here. It's just one I rented recently when I had a free moment.
Let's just go through our list real fast
then. Yeah, let's do that.
Like if you had to pick a number five real quick, what's number five on your list?
Oh God, it was so hard to kind of figure out a number on these.
Do you want to just talk about them without putting them in any particular order?
Yeah, let me just give you my top five.
Okay,
Witcher 3,
mm-hmm.
Diablo 3,
mm-hmm.
actually any of the Diablos, but I do like the last one. Baldur's Gate 2, that's an old school one. That's back from the 90s, or maybe it was early 2000s. I don't know. KOTOR 1 and 2, so Knights of the Old Republic. I like both 1 and 2. 2 was buggy, but
Knights of the Old Republic? That's Star Wars, right?
It's a Star Wars. You it's actually
an
were...
An RPG. So is that like an action RPG? Or is it turn-based?
How would you classify it?
I think it was kind of... Wasn't it kind of turn-based?
I'm trying to remember. I haven't played KOTOR in years, man.
Because you couldn't just whack at each other constantly. I think you got a whack, and then they got... It might have been.
It's an RPG.
Real time. I think it was kind of quasi real time. So everything depended on your stats and stuff. Whether you got your hit actually hit the enemy, and then you had all. Of course, you could shoot lightning. You could kind of mix it up and be half light, half dark.
Oh, I see that.
But the first one was made by.
They consider it an action RPG. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Action role-playing, massively multiplayer online role-playing.
Man, the graphics
KOTOR was the massive online one.
Mm-hmm.
KOTOR 1 was made by BioWare.
Okay, so...
And KOTOR 2 was made by Obsidian, and it was buggy.
Mm-hmm.
graphics are just so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's your last one?
Planescape Torment, which was along
with... Planescape? I never played Planescape.
It was made by the guys who did Baldur's Gate.
Excuse me.
And Baldur's Gate 1, Baldur's Gate 2, The Throne of Ball, all those. Planescape Torment, you play a guy called the Nameless One. And he's like an amnesiac. He's died like thousands, maybe tens of thousands of times. He can't die permanently. He keeps coming back. He wakes up in the morgue.
Hmm.
I don't want to give anything away, but the whole idea of the game is he's been a monster in past lives. He's been a good person. You get to choose how his life is going to go this time. And the whole goal is to try to figure out who you were before, how you became this way that you can't die, and how you're going to fix things. And not necessarily save the universe, but kind of save your own soul.
Hmm.
So it was an interesting story and game. Also threw in a few other things. Skyrim, Fallout, obviously. Persona 5.
Nice.
Persona 5. I really want to try that out.
I have it.
And that one is... turn-based.
Yeah.
Persona 5.
Yeah. We'll talk after the show, so but that I want to get some recommendations on maybe... Because I'm trying to get more into like stuff that maybe I haven't been into in the past. And I was thinking about trying a Final Fantasy game. I know 7's kind of the best from what I've heard from people.
I'd wait on that until the next one.
I guess it depends on who you ask, because 7 is definitely one that I find.
Isn't that the one they just remastered?
They're still working on it. It was supposed to come out like end of this year. They pushed it back to the end of next year now.
Okay.
So, I mean,
they got a new director or something on it. Yeah. Or I don't know.
But it's definitely one of those like highly regarded ones that some people think that everybody likes that one because, you know, it's because of nostalgia and stuff. It's not even that good, but most people think that that one's like one of the best in the series.
Okay, cool.
I'd go with 10. You know, 10 was good.
Well, that's what I put on my list as one of mine. I threw Final Fantasy 10 on there, Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Witcher 3, Final Fantasy 6, which is 3 in America. It was 6 in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Dragon Quest 8 and Final Fantasy 7. And I don't know. I know I have a lot of Final Fantasy games on there. But honestly, when I look back on all the RPGs I've played over the years, and I've been playing them since I was probably like, you know, like 12, you know, 13, right around there. So when I first found my first one, which was Final Fantasy 6 on the Super Nintendo, I was like, this is great storytelling. You know, Kefka is like such a dickhead in that game, and he's the main baddie. But I don't know. It's just the storytelling in most RPGs. If you find the right one, it's like, man, this is good. And the fighting and all that stuff in between is just something you have to get through sometimes.
Kind of like cannon fodder, just for the
sometimes. But I mean, it can be really enjoyable too if they do it right. You know.
Okay.
But sometimes it's like, oh, I gotta get to the next like part of the story and see what happens next, and you know, and travel all over this land.
Final Fantasy has always just seemed so out there to me. Like, it's just such a weird sort of, I don't know, it's such a widely popular game. I really want to try one of them and play it to completion.
Try 15. It's pretty
That's
cool.
That's the newest the fighting one, at least.
I think I'm going to order it fighting from Gamefly.
Awesome. Yeah, it's more of an action. Well, it's not an action, but it's still turn-based, but it's a little more less waiting for you to do turns and stuff like that. So it could be a great entryway into the series.
Okay.
Probably one like that where you don't have to stand around as much and wait your turn. Like, typically, it's like if you have four characters, and then there's like, let's say you have two bad guys you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You might see along the bottom of the screen, depending on the game, it might say like, okay, this person's turn, then this bad guy's turn, then your guy's turn, and then it's like you're planning as you're waiting for your turns to come.
Okay.
Based on like what they do to you. Oh, he put this guy to sleep. Shit, instead of using that my next turn to hit the bad guy and take some of his points away, now I got to wake my guy up because he's my strongest hitter.
Okay.
That kind of stuff where you start to manage like what's happening.
It was a little more real time though with 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
you,
I heard
you could
it
even
was
like zip in, like you could teleport in, teleport up into ships in the air and take everybody out in the
I think you'd like that one.
Yeah, I heard it was a little more of an action RPG than the previous ones. So
I mean, it's still, you know,
it's cool, but oh, some of the fights at the end. Oh my god.
I didn't get that far yet.
So frustrating.
Oh, really?
Level up as much as you can before you get to those.
Just difficulty-wise, they're very frustrating.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
Mm. Okay.
But you know, after lots of swearing and almost throwing my controller across the room, I finally beat like the most difficult battle.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah,
but like,
put a little wrap something around your wrist and connect it to your controller so that you don't throw it at your TV.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, just making
I can just
that
see you, man, with like a wristband on, like, oh, and then it comes back and hits you or something,
like a Wii remote. Yeah. And wrap it around your wrist.
God damn it.
But like what Joel was saying though, it's like he had way more on his list too that he's talking about. It's like, it was just hard just putting enough on a list. Yeah. So then as I made my list,
so many games.
I made 5 and then I ended up extending it to 10 and then I extended that to like almost 17 because I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. And you can't, you know, and there's a couple that are really old school, like Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross. Those are Nintendo games. Well, Chrono Trigger was a Nintendo, right? Or was that Super Nintendo? I'm mixing them up now. Someone's going to be like, you ass. But those are way old. Those are like a lot older, you know, like you're going back to like old systems with those. But Chrono Trigger is by far one of the best. Secret of Mana, one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those are like, you know, Super Nintendo back in the day games, but fond memories, man. I'm sitting in my room and playing that shit all like for like weeks.
It's like you grew up on that stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you want like something a bit more like up to date, that's more of a turn based too, to try out South Park Stick of Truth.
Okay.
That's a great one if you like South Park. It's
yeah.
Like playing the game, like playing the show.
Yeah. I like South Park, I guess.
Laugh your ass off.
Yeah.
You will. I think you'd like that one a lot, actually.
Okay. All right. Cool. I can dig it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that one's turn based, isn't it?
Yeah. It's turn based combat. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But. Yeah, RPGs, I mean, we could sit and talk about these things forever. I mean, we didn't really dive into deeply into any of them, for sure. I mean, we just wanted to name off a couple on the list and whatnot.
Heck, they even listed Horizon Zero Dawn as an RPG, but it's...
Really?
It's, I guess you could kind of see some action. Oh, there RPG are
RPG
in there.
Elements.
There's RPG elements in there, for sure.
I mean, because there are elements
action game,
where you walk up to people and they ask you things and you answer, and, like, your interaction with them changes based on what you say to them or whatever. I mean, that's stuff that's from Witcher.
I can see there being some elements, because you're, like, you're always doing, like, a leveling tree kind of situation where you can, you like, let's go this way, or I want to level up these things.
Yep, and you have the skill trees.
I still wouldn't put it in the RPG category, though. At least me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the elements, but I wouldn't say that it's an RPG, really. Not in the traditional form.
Yeah,
for sure.
I want to play it again, though.
Yeah, I need.
I'm just gonna wait for the DLC to come out.
Yeah, I'll probably wait till the DLC and then play it again.
Right.
I just started Zelda again. Like, started over again.
See,
so.
Even that has RPG elements.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people would categorize Zelda as an RPG.
Yeah, I would call that an action RPG.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would put it in there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, with Horizon, you can actually do New Game Plus now. So.
Boom. Oh, really?
But I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you're good. But, yeah, I love RPGs. I mean, I'll always play them. And it's nice, but I can't play multiples at the same time. So that's why I'm only playing Persona 5 is my RPG I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
And I usually have a couple of games from each genre because I get, you know, sometimes I get bored playing the same shit. So I'm playing, like, Horizon. Not Horizon, but... Horizon, the motorsport. Ah, God dang it.
Horizon 3.
Forza Horizon 3.
Yeah, Forza Horizon 3.
Is my racing game of choice right now. Even though Dirt 4 is out, I'm still like Horizon better.
Mm-hmm.
And then like RPG right now, I'm playing Persona 5.
Okay.
You know, and, you know. I'm
Forza Horizon is so much fun.
Yeah.
I got the Hot Wheels track, actually. it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to get back to some of the other ones, like Elder Scrolls 5 or Fallout 4. I didn't finish Fallout 4.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't either,
I'm,
actually.
A little over halfway.
I got to the
3/4 of the way through that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where you like you get to this lab or whatever that's underground, and I thought the game would end
there. Institute.
Yeah, I got to there, and it was like there's still a lot more game left, and I was like, "Fuck this shit, man! I'm done." Like, cause it just, man, there was so much to get through on that. I swear, I thought I was done with the game at that point, but it's
you're getting really close though to the end. Actually, if you just do the main missions.
Well, I bought a new console since then, so I'll have to start over if I ever play that thing again. But it's a wonderful game.
I agree with you though, because some RPGs can be long. Like Persona 5 is long as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like and. If you just power through it, you can probably knock it out in, like, what, 80 hours or something like that? But most people are going well over 100. Kind of like with Zelda, you know what I mean? You can get through it quickly, but if you're really taking it all in and enjoying it...
I don't know how many hours I've spent on
it. When I'm done with Persona 5, I'll probably have put, like, 250 hours in that fucking thing, which makes me want to punch myself in the throat and junk right now.
Yeah.
Like, now.
That's the funny thing about the Xbox is you can actually go into your profile and it'll tell you how many hours you've played on games.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I did that. I don't need that information. Tells you,
I'll never show my wife that.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to know.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think the PlayStation has that feature.
God.
Which is good.
I don't want to know. Thankfully, I spread it out over time because, like, you know, I might play, like, you know, an hour or two here or there, you know, in a week or something like that. That's why it's taking so fucking long. When I was younger, I could power through some of those games quickly because I had more free time, but. If I sat and played Persona 5 for like 6 hours a night or 5 hours a night, man, I'd be divorced so quick.
Yes, exactly.
I'm pretty fortunate that like my wife likes to watch those things unfold, so she's, I don't know, it's cool because she likes to watch. I don't get it because I can sit there and watch someone play.
Yeah.
Nina likes to watch me play through stuff too. She loved Geralt, so she loved watching The Witcher.
I think it just depends on what
it was a Polish game, and she has a little Polish in her. And,
Abby's not a gamer at all. She doesn't give a shit that I play, but I know for a fact if I sat and played like Persona like every night, she's like, this music is driving me crazy. I'm like, yeah. Persona, my headphones
looks,
on.
Persona looks crazy, man. This shit looks awesome. Animated as hell. I'm watching gameplay.
If you like anime, it is. Even some of the cutscenes are just straight up anime.
Yeah. It looks very anime.
And it's a show, too, I guess. Like, not a show. Was there a show? I want to say there's a show, but not like in this traditional sense of a show where it's like a bunch of episodes. I think there's like a very short version of a show where you can watch an anime of Persona 5.
Hmm. Speaking of shows and anime shows, I know, we're over on time, but just curious to hear what y'all think of Death Note.
Death Note, I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't seen
it
yet.
I would love to check it out, though.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
no, it's not out yet. But the trailer for it, what did you guys think of the trailer for it? You guys didn't watch it?
I haven't watched it
yet. Oh, shit, man. William Dafoe is playing that creepy motherfucker, the death guy.
And I keep seeing pictures of it all over online. I haven't watched it yet.
I've meant to watch it. I keep meaning to watch it, but it just hasn't happened
yet. When I leave this podcast today, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yes. I'll play it for you guys afterwards, but it's going to be cool.
Watch the Stranger Things.
Stranger Things 2.
Trailer several times. Oh, God. Yeah.
Eleven is awesome. Back.
Yes. I figured she'd be back, but she's stuck in the upside down world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sticks her hand out.
Yeah, that was such a cool scene where it like comes out of the goo or whatever. Yeah, Death Note doesn't even have a release date yet. It comes out this year sometime, but no one knows when.
Actually, I heard right before Halloween.
Oh, really?
Okay. See, everything's like right before Halloween.
And that's awesome.
Everything's October. It is, but then
we're going to be busy, podcasting on all this stuff.
Yeah. Everything's in the fall, man. That's why I'm glad that this was a great year, like last year, where with game releases, more and more the beginning of the year is turning into the fall, like in a way where you get all these big titles that pop up in the beginning of the year, like Resident Evil 7, Horizon Zero Dawn, Zelda, Yakuza 0. I mean, there's stuff that came out earlier in the year that you forget about. And we keep trying to bring them up together as, a collective, but when we start talking about Game of the Year talk, which in a few months we're going to be in the middle of that stuff, everyone's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to not forget about some of those games.
Yeah, save you a lot of time, Zelda.
I don't know.
All done.
It's definitely the front runner as of right now, but I can't give it my Game of the Year just yet.
Well, you haven't played it yet, so.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
But true. It's like being aware of like Michael Jordan. It's like, I never be seen him play. I've seen him play, but if somebody's like, I never seen him play, but I know how fucking good he is.
I get you.
It's like that.
Well, we could give it Game of the Year, but we can still have our own Game of the Year.
Yeah, true, true.
So. Right.
No, I'm fully aware of Zelda, and I definitely plan to get my hands on it. I've watched several friends play it, and I just haven't really had a chance to play it myself. But
We've seen you playing it.
Oh, yeah.
I plan to get my hands all over that thing at some point here. Yeah. Watch a lot of Twitch video of it.
Yeah, it's fun. Get ready to sink into something, because
it's
a long one.
It's going to be juicy.
Yeah.
For me. Sure.
Man, we got so much, even just not even games, though. Like starting October, it's like you got games coming out, then we got movie, Netflix TV shows, then we, Thor, Ragnarok, Star Wars, Justice League.
September, even Destiny.
Destiny.
Yeah, I mean, between shows, movies, games.
Last quarter of the year is going to be awesome.
It's always a crazy time of the year. Let's just hope we're getting really good shit.
Looks good.
But
well, that's why I was happy about the summer being like a lull.
Between
like June, July, right in there.
Catch up on things.
Nothing was coming out really. And I was like, the only thing I really have to play like in the summer that's coming out is like Injustice 2.
Yeah.
And I think that was basically it. Everything else had already come out. Persona came out in like, April?
Yeah, I like this because I've actually finished a couple. Few games, so it's like yes,
right.
Gives
less
you
things
some time.
In my backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I'm hoping just to have Persona growing. Done before August.
I hope so.
But I keep putting it down because like I'm such a whore for gaming that I was like, I'm loving this game, but I got to go over here and love on this one for a little while. I can't not do it. I mean, that's how I got into Castlevania Symphony of the Night, because it was like just something inside me was like, play this again. And I started playing it again. It's like,
oh no.
As I'm playing it, I'm like, I could be playing Persona or playing this other game that I need to finish, the fuck am I doing right now? And even Taylor was like, Dad, you are spreading yourself kind of thin.
Yeah.
I was like, Taylor, shut up.
We'll be talking about this 2 years from now, and yeah. Mondo will be like, I still haven't beat Persona 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be my my permanent backlog for like the rest of my life.
I'm like I keep some old playing man it for 5 minutes.
Sitting in a chair trying to play a PS4 and like the PS10's out.
I remember when I used to play that game.
This is so good.
I never beat it, though.
Ah, fuck
yelling
that
at kids to get off.
Screw you guys. When I finish that shit, we're having a party. I'm going to throw glitter in all of you guys' faces.
Glitter in the face. We're back to that again.
I'll get it in your beard, Ben.
Okay.
You're right. Glistening like an asshole.
Yeah. That works. Whatever. I'll ask you guys after the show.
No.
Okay. Red Dead Redemption, is that backwards compatible at all?
It is on Xbox.
Yes.
You can get it on Xbox One, and it's backwards compatible from Xbox 360.
Yes, yes.
Okay, worth playing?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I might.
Great game.
I might jam
it. It's on my all-time top 10 for sure.
Okay, I might get into that.
Push it out.
Yeah, don't get it on the PlayStation 4, because the only way you can do that is if you have PlayStation Now. Or is it Now, or whatever they call it, the game service?
I think it is.
Okay.
You can just pick up a used copy of the 360 version. It'll work on your Xbox.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. I was just going to get on the store on the Xbox and buy it, but...
You can do it that way, too,
if you want to digitally
have it. You know?
Okay.
You just see what's the better deal, but yeah, you can get it either way.
For sure.
Sweet, man. Good combo. Awesome.
Yeah, always.
We just rambled our asses off with some of that, but...
Yeah, well.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, so anyway, that's pretty much us, and...
We didn't hit everything we wanted to, but hey...
We tried, man. Works. We just took the Tommy gun out and just sprayed everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking accuracy's low on that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed it, feel free to hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com to throw questions at us or any kind of show ideas. We're happy to check that out. Please support us by hitting up patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And it's for a little dollar a month. You can gain access to bonus content and... other show ideas that we're going to have out there for stickers, contests, all kinds of stuff. So check it out if you want to support the show in a different way. Take one-time donations as well. As always, please subscribe, rate, and review. We appreciate it. It helps more than you think, and it only takes a moment of your time. Check that out. Check out our other shows on the network, Nerd Church Radio, where they talk about all things DC comics and characters. And, Ben's on that show with a lot of other guys, so check it out. It's an awesome time. Indie Comic Ninja, check it out too. And where can we find everybody?
This is Joel Gow. You can find me on the Xbox and on the PlayStation Network under Scorpio 1969 and on Twitter under Joel Gow 1.
One.
As a numerical one, not always, spelled out.
When you say that one, I always think of sisters, and the chick's like, hey, one.
No idea.
It's someone Joel out there Gow knows they're laughing.
Juan.
Joel, Juan.
Juan.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Yeah. And I am Ben Dupay. You can find me on Twitter at IndieComicBen, or I run Nerd Church Radio, so I'm at Nerd Church Radio on Twitter as well.
Booyah. Of course, you can find me, Ramondo Burnside, at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. I pulled a Jose there. fucking Jose. God dang it.
That's right. He's not
back
here,
in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find me at Nerdy Ramondo on Twitter and Instagram. Otherwise, if you want a game with me, hit me up at Dirty Dimes on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. Other than that, guys, thanks for tuning in. Sorry I flew through that last part. And you guys have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Shout out to Jose.
I know, yeah. Right?
Be safe, man. We'll see you soon. Game on, guys.
Game on.
Game on.